Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, November 6, 2017, Moore Success Team Legal Shield B2B Conference Call. We host this call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to assist our associates that are interested in the business solution side of the marketplace. To introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 4 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, and the leader of our Moore Success Team, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy, and thank you. And before I introduce our speaker, I'd like to tell everybody that Jeremy Moore will be in Austin this weekend with Manly Wilson, Barbara Wilson. So anyone in that area, get your people there. He'll put them in business for you. Now then, Randy, I'm excited about this next speaker because do not know her in person, but I've heard so many wonderful things about her. Jenny, I pronounced this wrong. I apologize. Jenny Lee Saud, Executive Director, Employee Benefits Certification, Field Trainer for the State of Hawaii, prior to Legal Shield. She worked for Verizon Wireless, supporting the retail channel in Southern California. She has been running her business with her other sponsor, now husband, for 8 years, originally starting in Southern California, making their way to Hawaii. For the past 5 years, she's worked alongside the Hawaii leadership to grow the business solutions side of the marketplace, creating leaders throughout the island. Legal Shield has sent them on 5 trips, Randy, including the Orlando winter getaway. She and her husband are well on their way to earning their $50,000 ring and earning $1,000 award. Randy, it's really exciting to have someone to take out their busy schedule in Hawaii to be on our call tonight. What an honor and what a privilege. Ladies and gentlemen, your speaker, Jeannie Lee Saud.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. It is such a pleasure to be joining you all on this call here all the way from the sunny islands of Hawaii on Oahu. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you loud and clear, and we appreciate so much you being on the call.
Thank you so much. Well, I definitely wanted to just be a servant leader and have support, whatever I could be to sow into your team and all the success that you folks in your team is having, especially and specifically into the business solutions. And, you know, here it's only p.m. in the afternoon, and it's such an incredible week into Movember, which is the momentum of November here with Legal Shield. And I'm honored to share just a little bit about what we as a marketplace, what we as a team are doing here in Hawaii, really to move the needle for this great opportunity of a lifetime here with Legal Shield. As Mr. Moore had mentioned, we make our home now here on Oahu, on the islands of Hawaii, and I've actually been here now for going on 6 years, and prior to Legal Shield, you know, my experience as far as in the wireless and communications field of Verizon really aided that into helping me really develop what we now have as business solutions here in Hawaii. You know, prior to me coming here, we didn't have as much support per se as far as the knowledge of what doing group or what small business was. And, you know, with ignorance on fire, I was willing to help and learn as much as I could as we were making our home here in Hawaii and hoping to bring that back to Southern California, which, you know, 6 years later, we find our home now here on the island. But really, I learned from my leaders, which is not necessarily only going to be found in, you know, your direct sponsorship lineage, but Mr. Russell Peden is our direct platinum, and Mr. Katoa is taking us under his wing along with Mr. Self and Mr. Humes, and, you know, Mr. Jason Lavender as well has really extended his knowledge and taken me under his wing. So we've had so much incredible leadership to be able to help us, and that's one thing that I encourage you all, you know, as in the business solutions arena, we may not cling fast or steadfast to someone who we could really be accountable to, removing ourselves sometimes from weekly events and whatnot. But I encourage you, make it out to our weekly events, whether that's a B2B briefing or a luncheon that you're having, and even attending. We never want to get it out of, you know, out of order with recruiting here with this incredible opportunity, because you get to cling fast to the leadership that we have available to us. And, you know, that is one thing that I love about what Legal Shield has sown into my life is not just this personal development, this world of personal development, but this incredible nature of incredible mentors that have characteristics that I've modeled after. You know, when we talk about knowledge, we don't just do the learned activity, but we do the activity that we put that into practice along with teaching and also modeling. And we have the best leaders in the industry and the profession of what we do here at Legal Shield, specifically even in the business solutions arena. So, you know, cling on to be accountable with your mentor and with your sponsors and with a workout partner. That is so key to what we're doing here with Legal Shield. And another thing is with the servant leadership, you know, I've learned to just give and give and give, not just because, you know, I think I've been a junior field trainer prior to even being a field trainer appointed by Legal Shield here in Hawaii, because all I wanted to do was give, even though it was ignorance on fire. And, you know, through that giving, we've been able to really scale our success forward with Legal Shield in helping and sewing and really working that field of just helping people, and whether it's doing appointments with them, for them, because a lot of people, even the business solutions arena, are doing this business on a part-time basis. And, you know, it's feasible to do with all the incredible tools that we have here at Legal Shield is, with the technology, is you can do business solutions part-time or do the business solutions without having to do business solutions because of the knowledge that's out there and available to us through field trainers. It's such an incredible opportunity. And one thing that we have been sowing into our what I call junior field trainers or up-and-coming, you know, associates that find themselves as field trainers is getting a planner. It sounds so simple, but we really do need to start our days right. And getting a planner and making sure you're filling that blank space up with appointments and people to meet, events to be at, getting yourself out there in your community, and attending events so that people know you as the go-to for Legal Shield in your area. And as we all know, and being on the business solutions calls, going to walk your business community is such a key thing, right? It's not just about knowing who people are, but who people know you are in their community and what resources you're providing. So it's just, I know I wanted to leave, open it up to the direction that you folks are wanting, really to get some nuggets towards your business. I know we wanted to have a Q&A and open session towards the end, but that's, I mean, the two main things that we really wanted to focus on and what we're focusing on here in Hawaii is communication, accountability, and getting your day start right with having it planned out. And that's as simple as getting a planner, having some type of customer resource management or some type of system that works for you. The best system that works is the one that works for you. As long as you're doing the activity to plug and play in that. But I definitely do want to open up the call. I myself get tired of me speaking only. I would love to have just a conversation with whomever is on the call and open it up to questions so that I really can feed the need that you folks are looking for that you get on this call, since it's only happening, you know, once in a while. So I want you to go back over the call to you, sir, so that we can take up some questions to provide for anybody who is looking for that one or two nuggets that's really going to help propel their business forward here with Legal Shield.
All right, Ms. Saud, I appreciate that very much. Let's go out to the great state of Alabama and to someone that you're probably familiar with, and that's none other than the group vice president out there, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on the call?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
I can, sir. Go right ahead.
Jimmy, so glad to hear the success you had in Southern California, as well as your trip to the islands. And I know how beautiful those places are. Just out there about 7 months ago myself. But as far as being there, because, you know, most people, when they're, you know, thinking about what they're doing on the mainland and the opportunities they have to grow their business here, sometimes you cross state lines and that's kind of difficult for you since you're thousands of miles away from other states with companies possibly that are based in, that are, you know, in Hawaii with locations, maybe based on the mainland. Are there any challenges that you've seen in trying to grow your solutions business in Hawaii a little bit more challenging, say, than you would have found if you're doing it in the mainland? And how have you tried to overcome that by being in Hawaii over the last 5 years?
Fantastic. Well, thank you. That's such a great question. Because when I found myself moving here to Hawaii, it literally felt like moving to a different country. The culture here is entirely different. And though, you know, my background is Filipino-American, I may blend in to the locals here in Hawaii, but once I start speaking, they know I'm not from here. And one of the challenges I had in the beginning was exactly that, where folks that only wanted to do business with locals. So, you know, my first 6 months that I was here in Hawaii, to be honest with you, I was making cold calls straight out of the yellow book. And as I was doing that, I was learning, you know, there's a language here in Hawaii, for those of you who might be familiar with, it's called Pidgin. And it's just a melting pot of all the Pacific Rim countries along with English. And I picked up on Pidgin through making cold calls and learning about the community. Like, I went to a couple museums just to learn about the culture, to know, you know, how I could be relatable to the folks in the small businesses, and researched and talked to other small business owners that I met through my warm market, which was literally one person who introduced me to just a handful of influential people in the community. And I began friendships with them. It wasn't necessarily just to, you know, share Legal Shield. Obviously, that was the topic of conversation because everyone would ask me, what brought you here to Hawaii? But really, it was sharing my heart. And if for those of you who are familiar with Hawaii, there's something that's called the Aloha Spirit. And really, the Aloha Spirit is just, it's being relationship-based, right? Finding people's need, learning their need, regardless if that has to do with what I have or not. I am a connector of businesses. I'm a connector of people. And that's what I learned to become here in Hawaii. Surprisingly enough, even though I started my business in Southern California, I did start on the networking side. And when I, you know, left Verizon, I told myself, if I'm going to be building a business solutions business, I wanted to be with Legal Shield. And that's where I removed myself really from all comfortable space and brought myself to Hawaii, thinking it was only going to be a 6 month, 12 month trip. And really the plans were just different for me. The cards played it out totally different. And I found myself involved with my community, even outside of Legal Shield. You know, I'm very involved with my local church. And that even opened additional church of, you know, businesses in my community because of the business owners that attended my church. And I'm a leader at my church now. And, you know, I got to learn so much more faster in the culture because of that. And not to push my faith or my beliefs here on this call, but it just opened doors for people who were willing to help me, you know, whether that's through some type of networking association, chamber of commerce, or maybe another weekly meeting that you might find yourselves around people that meet weekly just with the intent to, you know, give you referrals, with the intent to learn more about the business in your community. That was the biggest challenge that I overcame, was becoming a local or becoming and relating to those locals. And even now doing business here in Hawaii, you know, the time difference actually is in our favor, because we're earlier in time. So I, you know, when it's earlier in the day, I could be still calling onto the mainland, and, you know, it's maybe their afternoon there. And the only challenge is following up with businesses if they ask in the morning time, right? If we're on central or eastern time, then I have to wake up super early. But it's very, very versatile. And because this is all my husband and I do, you know, we make it work, and we because we're working the business. And, you know, a lot of people can get distracted with just being busy but not doing the business. So really taking account of those key performance indicators and partnering up with field trainers is, like, the best thing ever, because I don't have to be the deal. Like, I have to be here locally. You know, I work with Mr. Jason Lavender. I work with Mr. Haas Kaku in Southern California. You know, always working with somebody like all the way out in Florida. You know, I've partnered up with Kelly Rowe. So there's certain places that I'll make calls to because I don't, you know, I'm not available to that. But because of, there's a field trainer I've met through events at that marketplace, I definitely would send them on appointments to be able to partner up. Even if it's headquartered companies that have branches in here, Hawaii, I'll ask them, you know, what are the areas that your business or some partner businesses that you work with are on the mainland? So the key really is just building a relationship and, you know, finding the needs of those that are in your community so that they can open doors for you genuinely because they know you care, not because you want anything out of it, but because they know that that's just your character and your nature. And that's exactly what really Mr. Harlan Stonecipher had instilled in the business and really has passed down through his legacy throughout every organization here with Legal Shield. So thank you for that question, Mr. Parrish. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thanks again, and continued successes. Glad to hear about the good reports from you out in our Aloha State.
Thank you so much. Any other questions?
Yes, let's go out to the state of Arizona and to another Millionaire Club member, and that's Mr. Ray Rios. Ray, are you on? Let's see here. May have him muted out. All right, Ray Rios, did we make it on?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone, and thank you, Ms. Saeed, for being with us. Basic question is, how you find the balance between being so dedicated to your Legal Shield business and your family time?
Wow, that's another great question. you know, my husband and I, we are the only ones really out of our family that are here locally in Hawaii. And, you know, because of the business and what it's accredited us and finding, you know, yes, we're having success in the business. We're definitely not where we want to be, but we're not where we used to be. And we do this business together and we do life together in general, right? We're both leaders at our local church and he focuses and helps me a lot on the small business side. I do primarily most of the group marketing, and the mentoring of our networking team, and he maintains our networking team. So it's taken a lot of work. It still is a lot of work to find how we really mesh together, work together, thrive together. But as far as our family that's on the mainland, you know, thanks now to Legal Shield with, you know, four opportunities to pass through the mainland, we're able to see them now. You know, we've won the last two trips now that we've had four trips a year, and each time we're passing our way through California, and you know, to see our family react to really how we're handling the success that we've had with Legal Shield. You know, to them, it's still just their thing. You know, we have family members that have done the business or dabbled in the business, but nobody who's really, you know, jumped in. And so it's still just become our thing. But now that they've really seen, you know, the time freedom that we've been able to accredit to Legal Shield and, you know, the lifestyle and the availability to ministry that we've been able to sow into because of our business, change only now is starting to be seen and how our family is viewing us in our relationship to our business. So, you know, you might be on the call and not have the entirely supportive, you know, side of your family, whether that's, you know, maybe through a spouse or children or even your extended family. In our case, we don't have children yet, but that's because we're really using the vehicle of Legal Shield to make sure that we're not finding opportunities to have to, you know, fall back on a job. And starting the business young enough, I really wish I started way much younger, but, you know, we're in our early 30s now, and it's on track to be where we want to be so that we're not having to pull ourselves away in places from our family, or our growing family soon to be, right? And really finding that balance. It's just making it your lifestyle. You know, we talk about the different types of learning, which we ultimately want to get to unconsciously competent, right? Doing things where it just becomes part of us. It's like driving. You don't have to think about how to drive. if you're going to a familiar place, it just happens. And the same thing is with Legal Shield. You know, I definitely found myself in my first couple of years of doing Legal Shield, like, well, how do I even balance anything? Like, how do I balance my relationship with my spouse? How do I balance my, you know, time at my job when I had a job, or my involvement with ministry? And it really was just a surrender to just say, hey, if I know I'm doing everything with integrity, I'm doing it with a good heart, I'm doing it, ethically, and I'm actually putting work behind those words, the balance just falls into place. I think there's a way greater source behind that, but I wouldn't want to get into that here on this call. But it definitely is knowing that you're doing your part with a good heart and just with a great work ethic, and it's definitely going to come into place, and being accountable to that as well. Does that answer that question, sir?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, ma'am. Thank you so much. And again, congratulations on your ring and much, much success.
Thank you so much, sir. Anybody else?
Randy? I think you must mute yourself. You're doing great. I know you've got one or two more people, if it will be okay.
There you are. Can you hear me all right now?
Just barely can hear you.
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. Hold on just one second. All right. Let's go out. Let's see who we go to next. Let's go out to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and to another Millionaire Club member, Mr. David Peterman. David, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, Mr. Moore. Well, congratulations. We certainly appreciate you being on the call tonight, and a great job. My question is this. If you, especially working there in the islands, are you leading a lot with the business plans and then going to the employee benefit side, or are you leading more with the, identity theft, program, the ID Shield? Because part of what we're seeing is the need for small businesses to be able to protect them. I don't know, what size groups are you doing and how do you lead into those is, I guess, my question.
Yes, thank you so much for that call, and what a great question. You know, when I first started here in Business Solutions, or what was group marketing, you know, a few years back, I did lead only with a group, and I didn't know too much about small business, and I really found myself, you know, only doing group, and it made it a challenge to open the doors to small business, you know, when you're saying no cost voluntary employee benefit, and then all of a sudden you're talking about a cost to cover for the business. And I think the great thing about what, you know, MidOcean Partners has done through their training department is making it much more simpler for us to really pivot what that conversation is going to be like, now, because we're just Business Solutions. It's not group. We don't just do group, and we don't just do small business. We present ourselves now here, we've been talking about for the last, you know, 2-3 years, is just Business Solutions. And what does the Business Solutions mean? Well, let me learn more about your business, and I can then share with what you've shared with me what we can do for you. So it's really making discoveries. I think Jonathan Booth had shared that at our last convention, in your community, you know, discovering friendships, discovering needs with small businesses, and now we do both. And because of the focus in, you know, I feel like I'm a broken record when we do our employee benefit certification. We do focus on companies that have 40 employees, 20 employees or less, because it is a much faster turnover. And that doesn't mean I'm not open to bigger groups, or, you know, I just realize that it takes a longer time to foster, longer time to turn when it comes to those larger groups. But what we've found now in really raising up a lot of these, as I say, junior field trainers, which are not official food trainers, but we see a lot of potential in them, because we, as the whole state, have only 2 official field trainers, and that we're both located here on Oahu. So it makes our availability limited even to the neighbor islands. So we do a lot of on-the-phone coaching with folks that are on the neighbor islands, whether it's Maui, you know, the Big Island, Kauai, and really, you know, creating people who love going to walk their business community, you know, are, know that we're available by phone if ever they felt they couldn't answer something or how to connect. Like, we really maximize three-way calls, even in this sense on the business solution side, because people in Hawaii are still open. They know that, hey, if you don't know the answer, that's great that you have a resource to have the answer for you. And that is, again, that aloha spirit. So, you know, I've had folks who are, you know, just a couple months into the business, and they're calling me because they're sitting down with a DM, and they're, you know, there's a lot of coaching behind that prior to leading up to the meeting, but they'll call me and say, hey, I have a question for you, and, you know, I asked this, you know, Mr. Business Owner, if I could get you on the phone and if that would be okay. And I'll answer questions right there on the end. And, you know, the business owners are super appreciative knowing, you know, hey, it's great that you're on Oahu and you're helping folks here on the neighbor island, even though it's long distance. And, you know, we explain to them we're definitely raising up leaders there on the neighbor islands. And so thank you again for this, you know, impromptu training call per se, but we definitely want to make sure we get that answer to you. So, there is a lot of great, you know, availability and resources for us now to just lead with just solutions. I mean, with the current events of what's happening with Equifax lately, yes, we've been talking about identity theft, but it's never one feature than the other. It might just be the reason why we meet, but when we're there, we're talking about both. And, you know, I uncover the need to see what type of business it is, because then if they do qualify for our, you know, small business, I'll segue to that and say, you know, I can see that, you know, you know what the importance is for your employees to have access for their family. Now, what does your business look like? And as far as the need for, you know, legal assistance for the everyday things, you know, we don't want to sever any relationships that they have with their in-house counsel, but if you could leverage a lot of the little things like debt collection letters and, you know, unlimited phone consultation, why not? Because you definitely would want to allocate those resources elsewhere versus having to hire somebody else to do that. So we just lead with business solutions. It's not, we don't separate the two unless it's like a large company and, you know, they don't qualify themselves for small business, so we don't bring it up at all. But we may ask them, hey, do you work with a broker or do you work with other insurance companies? Because we definitely like to partner with them. Since you trust them, we assume we should trust them as well, right? And since everyone's already kind of related in this relationship, we definitely would like to introduce ourselves to them. So we find referrals to companies, even with companies who haven't even decided themselves to partner up with us at Legal Shield, because they realize the importance of, you know, how it is to just kind of keep the money in the family and the relationships in the family when it comes to, you know, being vendors or being partnered affiliates through this relationship that we all have with this company. So I just leave it with solutions. That's it. We're just the solution to their business or small business.
Well, I appreciate that. And that was my thought, is that being the solution with the B2B solutions, but you're calling on the majority of companies you're calling on are in the under 100 and, doing that. So we certainly, again, congratulations on what you're doing. Congratulations on the ring. We appreciate you being on tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And you know what we found is too is a lot of the smaller companies that we may target, they have sister companies. So like recently we walked in and we talked to a Hawaii Tours Company, which is a bunch of tourists. Like they have timeshares. They have, you know, they sell tour packages. And we only thought they had, you know, 40 employees. And when we sat down with her, she was like, oh, but we have 5 different companies that have 40 employees. And an open enrollment's coming up soon, and you know we just sat with down her with her last 3 weeks ago, and she said yes, come down to open enrollment. It's on the 22nd of November, and we're seeing all the companies. So it opened the doors not just for, you know, 1 enrollment, but 5 enrollments and 5 potential small businesses. So, you know, it's asking those right questions and being around and hearing that at the events of, you know, how to discover things with companies and decision makers is so key. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Peterman. Appreciate that. And, Jenny, this is Randy Moore. I want to thank you for being our special guest speaker tonight. You did an outstanding job, and I know it's a different time zone, but we really did appreciate you taking the time out of your day just to spend with our team tonight.
Well, what an honor to be on with all the Millionaire Club members. Thank you again for what you do for your marketplaces and for allowing me to just share my heart. And I look forward to meeting you folks there in Orlando or here at Oklahoma coming up soon. Thank you again.
You bet. Appreciate you very much. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yes, sir. Well, that's wonderful for her to take her time out like that. Thank you, ma'am, so very much. Forgive me for mispronouncing your name. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll have another call in approximately 30 minutes. Mr. Eddie Peters will be there. It'll be another outstanding call as the one we just finished. Remember, God first, family second, Legal Shield third. I'll listen to you in about 30 minutes. God bless you.
Good night, everyone.
Get your recruits on the call.